How did you card it back?
We take trouble arm.
I see.
See, we back the car to the truck.
Uh-huh.
Take out this one arm, the new yards.
Yeah.
And when we go up, when we shot them from there, shut them up.
Yeah.
The loader dumped them.
Uh-huh.
So we had to pack them in the loader.
Right.
In the trailer.
Okay.
But in murder, we had to take trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And take out the mud and throw it in the can.
Uh-huh. But the mud...
But we can't single mud.
Yeah. But the mud was in the... Wasn't the mud in the mud produced in the processing?
The mud went in the truck.
Yeah. Okay. But the mud was left over after the cane is...
Yeah, so the mud come from the cane.
Yeah. Okay. And so that was in... That mud... That was that... What I'm trying to get at, I don't understand. Is the mud in the cane sugar factory, the mud has to be taken out of the sugar factory.
Yeah,
okay, that's right. Yeah. So you take it out of the sugar factory on the train. Do you use the same carts? The same cars, the railway cars?
No. The factory have their own.
Okay.
Their own thing. Their own truck. They call them truck.
Okay, truck and that and.
But when we take them out, the engine can come back to the factory.
Uh-huh.
But we use our trailer.
Yeah.
To carry them.
Yeah. Okay, I see. Okay. So when you, but so really, all of your experience has been in the field. What did you do after the cane was harvested?
Well, after the cane, we had mud, trained the cane field.
Yeah.
When we clean the we want dig grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From out of the cane field, weed them up and keep them clean until next crop.
Mm-hmm.
Then. When they have I do like a spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to kill the grass.
Yeah.
We get it on with paper and we pump it and.
Oh, I see. Spray it. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, and spray the cane field.
I see.
I talk about that with me work.
Okay. How late in the year would you continue that spraying?
You find when the cane come up.
Mm-hmm.
To certain height. When you feel, you say, January.
Okay.
No spraying, spraying, unless you have young cane to plant.
Do you ever use the expression lay-by time? I mean, as they did in cotton planting, that lay-by time is in cotton, when the cotton gets so high that you can't do anything with it anymore, you don't cultivate anymore, you just let it stand. And I wondered if, because it sounds to me like you're going to still have several months here when you can't.
Yeah, when they used to plant cotton.
Uh-huh.
Well, cotton plant February.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we start with August.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of November to December,
uh-huh.
You get the weed at the can.
Yeah.
But you have to plant them. They they make a bank.
Yeah.
So that's one center and two center.
Right.
So you plant it.
Right.
And back to a panel center hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when they come, you have to pick them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you.
You pick them and when they bend their arm, then they beat off.
I see.
Then we pull them up.
Mm-hmm.
We pull them.
Mm-hmm.
Then heat them up.
Mm-hmm.
And burn them.
Yeah. Is the cotton plants?
Burn the cotton.
Yeah.
Instead, you burn the bush.
Yeah, but yeah, the cotton
tree.
Bush. Yeah.
The whole tree.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then, now, so what you're telling me, are you telling me that when you weren't working in the cane, then you turn to cotton. So you work cotton and cane the same.
Same year.
Same year.
Uh-huh. When the cotton is to weed.
Yeah.
The crop done. The cane crop done.
Yeah, I see. So then you so that kept you busy all year round.
Yeah. And one crop up, one on.
And you worked in the cotton fields through the whole process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sir.